Section 24. Be not deceived, but continue in steadfastness. Reading assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 26, 28, Section 43, verses 1 through 7, Section 50, and Section 52, verses 14 through 19, and Our Heritage, page 36. During the early years of the church, some members allowed themselves to be deceived by Satan, which led to their apostasy or rebellion against God. As members of the church today, we must be faithful and watchful. What are some of the ways in which Satan tries to deceive us and lead us into apostasy? What can we do to keep ourselves from being deceived and led into apostasy? During the early years of the church, many people claimed to receive revelations to guide the church or correct the prophet Joseph Smith. What did the Lord reveal in response to these claims? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 28, verse 2, and verses 6 through 7, and section 43, verses 1 through 3. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verses 17 through 24, and Moroni, chapter 7, verses 15 through 17. What do these verses teach about how we can discern the things of God from the things of Satan? Scripture chain, recognizing and avoiding individual apostasy. 2 Nephi, chapter 28, verses 20 through 22. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verses 4 through 6. Section 10, verse 26. Section 84, verse 54. Section 93, verse 39. And section 121, verse 37. Scriptures relating to section 24. Be not deceived, but continue in steadfastness. Doctrine and Covenants, section 28, verse 2, and verses 6 through 7, 2. But behold, verily, verily, I say unto thee, no one shall be appointed to receive commandments and revelations in this church excepting my servant, Joseph Smith, Jr., for he receiveth them even as Moses. 6. And thou shalt not command him who is at thy head and at the head of the church. 7. For I have given him the keys of the mysteries and the revelations which are sealed, until I shall appoint unto them another in his stead. Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verses 1 through 3. 1. O hearken, ye elders of my church, and give ear to the words which I shall speak unto you. 2. For behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye have received a commandment for a law unto my church, through whom I have appointed you to receive commandments and revelations from my hand. 3. And this ye shall know assuredly, that there is none other appointed unto you to receive commandments and revelations until he be taken, if he abide in me. Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verses 17 through 24. 17. Verily I say unto you, he that is ordained of me and sent forth to preach the word of truth, by the Comforter and the Spirit of truth, doth he preach it by the Spirit of truth or some other way? 18. And if it be by some other way, it is not of God. 19. And again, he that receiveth the word of truth, doth he receive it by the Spirit of truth, or some other way? 20. If it be some other way, it is not of God. 21. Therefore, why is it that ye cannot understand and know that he that receiveth the word by the Spirit of truth receiveth it as it is preached by the Spirit of truth? 22. Wherefore, he that preacheth and he that receiveth understand one another, and both are edified and rejoice together. 23. And that which doth not edify is not of God, and is darkness. 24. That which is of God is light, and he that receiveth light and continueth in God receiveth more light, and that light groweth brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Moroni chapter 7, verses 15 through 17. 15. For behold, my brethren, it is given unto you to judge that ye may know good from evil, and the way to judge is as plain that ye may know with a perfect knowledge, as the daylight is from the dark night. 16. For behold, the Spirit of Christ is given to every man, that he may know good from evil. Wherefore I show unto you the way to judge. For everything which inviteth to do good, and to persuade to believe in Christ, is sent forth by the power and gift of Christ. Wherefore ye may know with a perfect knowledge, it is of God. 17. But whatsoever thing persuadeth men to do evil, and believe not in Christ, and deny him, and serve not God, then ye may know with a perfect knowledge, it is of the devil. For after this manner doth the devil work, for he persuadeth no man to do good, no, not one, neither do his angels, neither do they who subject themselves unto him. 2 Nephi chapter 28, verses 20 through 22. 20. For behold, at that day shall he rage in the hearts of the children of men, and stir them up to anger against that which is good. 21. And others will he pacify, and lull them away into carnal security, that they will say, All is well in Zion, yea, Zion prospereth, all is well, and thus the devil cheateth their souls, and leadeth them away carefully down to hell. 22. And behold, others he flattereth away, and telleth them there is no hell, and he saith unto them, I am no devil, for there is none. And thus he whispereth in their ears, until he grasps them with his awful chains, from whence there is no deliverance. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verses 4 through 6. 4. Yea, whosoever will thrust in his sickle and reap, the same is called of God. 5. Therefore, if you will ask of me, you shall receive. If you will knock, it shall be open unto you. 6. Now, as you have asked, behold, I say unto you, keep my commandments, and seek to bring forth and establish the cause of Zion. Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verse 26. And thus he flattereth them, and leadeth them along, until he draggeth their souls down to hell, and thus he causeth them to catch themselves in their own snare. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 54. And your minds in times past have been darkened because of unbelief, and because you have treated lightly the things you have received. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 39. And that wicked one cometh and taketh away light and truth, through disobedience from the children of men, and because of the tradition of their fathers. Section 121, verse 37. That they may be conferred upon us, it is true, but when we undertake to cover our sins, or to gratify our pride, our vain ambition, or to exercise control or dominion, or compulsion upon the souls of the children of men, in any degree of unrighteousness, behold, the heavens withdraw themselves. The Spirit of the Lord is grieved, and when it is withdrawn, amen to the priesthood or the authority of that man. End of the Scriptures relating to the Scripture chain, recognizing and avoiding individual apostasy. End of section 24. Be not deceived, but continue in steadfastness.